It's Wednesday, January 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Two teenage sisters in Laos who converted from animism to Christianity have shared how their family members beat them, tied them up, locked them out of the house, and then left them there for 4 days. But their faith remains unshaken, reports the Gospel Herald. 17-year-old Nani and 16-year-old Na Fong converted to Christianity in the autumn of 2016 after hearing the truth of the gospel from a family member. Nani said, quote, "There is a Bible verse in Ephesians 6. When people fought in the past, they used a shield, and I want to have faith like a shield. When the evil one tries to shoot arrows at us, I will use the shield to protect me. So I have to put my faith in Jesus." End quote. Laos is ranked 24th on Open Doors World Watch list of countries where believers face the most persecution and has received the maximum score in the violence category. Buddhists make up more than 57% of the population of the communist country. About 35% of the population adheres to indigenous religions, and only 3.4% of Laos is Christian. As of Monday, January 1st, those who present themselves as the opposite gender from the one God created them to be are free to serve in the U.S. military, reports the New American. While President Trump announced last July that transgenders would be banned from serving in the armed forces, in late November, a liberal district judge, Colleen Kolar-Cotelli, ruled that her injunction meant the Defense Department must move ahead on the order given by President Obama in June 2016, which allowed transgenders to enlist. The Trump administration opted not to challenge the ruling for now, waiting for a specific department